joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
细说基督教，李四贵牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Now let us pray before we study lesson 59.
现在我们先要祷告，再研究第五十九课。
我们慈爱的天父上帝，你是一切智慧的来源，我们又到你的面前来，因为我们承认我们自己不聪明，求主赐给我们从天上来的智慧，使我们可以明白这奥妙的教训。求主祝福每位听众，使他们知道主实在是爱他们，愿引领他们走上你的正路，求主与他们同在。我们这样祈求，都是奉主的圣名，阿们。 The subject to lesson 59 is Blessed are the peacemakers.
第五十九课的题目是使人和睦的人有福了。
The seventh beatitude reads,
第七个福气是这样的，
Blessed are the peacemakers,
使人和睦的人有福了，
For they shall be called the children of God,
因为他们必称为上帝的儿子。
Matthew 5:9,
马太五章九节。
In this world, there is much talk about peace,
在这世界上很多人正在谈论和平。
However, men's hearts are not at peace.
但是他们的心却不能够平安。
Because of what they see.
因为他们所看见的那些事情不使他们平安。
On every hand,
在各个地方
there is strife,
都有争竞
and commotion,
和暴动。
Every day, the newspapers report,
每天报纸都会报道
Strife between capital and labor,
报道劳资之间的纠纷
Strife on the international front,
或者是国际间的纷争
Strife between races,
种族之间的纠纷
We constantly hear neighbors fighting,
我们也经常听见邻居吵架。
We encounter heated arguments on the street.
我们在街上也会看见激烈的争辩。
Perhaps the greatest peace breaker in the neighborhood is the tongue.
也许在邻居之间最能破坏和平的就是舌头了。
In James 3:6-8 we read,
在雅各书三章六至八节这样说，
And the tongue is a fire.
舌头就是火。
The tongue is an unrighteous world among our members.
在我们的白体中，舌头是罪恶的世界。
Staining the whole body.
能污秽全身。
Setting on fire the cycle of nature.
能把生命的轮子点起来。
And set on fire by hell.
并且是从地狱里点着的。
For every kind of beast and bird,
各种的走兽飞禽
or reptile and sea creature,
昆虫水族
can be tamed,
本来都可以制服
and has been tamed by humankind,
也已经被人制服了。
But no human being can tame the tongue,
但是唯独舌头没有人能制服。
A restless evil full of deadly poison,
是不止息的恶物，满了害死人的毒气。
How true are the above words?
这上面的话是多么实在。
Because many people are unable to control their tongues,
因为有很多的人他不能控制他们的舌头。
They have gotten themselves into endless difficulty,
以至于使自己遭遇了无穷尽的困难。
and lost many friends.
失去了许多的朋友。
Yes, not a few individuals cannot get along with anyone else.
是的，不少人就是因为管不住舌头而不能够与人相处。
Yeah, they cannot get along with anyone else because of a loose tongue. We speak in English, a person who is tight-tongued does not speak very much, but a person who has a loose tongue is talking a lot. Such individuals are to be pitied.
这样的人真是可怜。
The born-again Christian
重生的基督徒
will have gotten the victory over the tongue.
他们一定会胜过他们的舌头。
In fact,He has yielded all his members to Christ.
事实上他已经将他所有的肢体都已经向基督降服了。
As instruments for righteousness.
作为公义的器皿。
Therefore,
所以,
he is able to control what he says and does.
所以他能够管制他所说的以及他所行的。
When people revile him or ridicule him,
当人放毒他的时候或者是毁谤他的时候
He does not fly off the handle. Now this is an English expression to lose his temper or lose control of himself.
不会发脾气。
He does not reply in kind.
他也不会照样的回答。
The Spirit of Christ keeps him calm.
基督的灵使他平静。
He is able to keep quiet under trial.
他能够在试探之下保持安静。
Like Jesus.
好像是对耶稣一样。
Of him the prophet said.
论到他，先知曾经说。
He was oppressed.
他被欺压。
And he was afflicted.
也受，曾经受苦。
Yet he opened not his mouth.
然而他却不开口。
Isaiah 53:7.
以赛亚书五十三章七节
The Christian looks at trials as God's method.
基督徒认为这些个苦难乃是一种上帝的方法
His method of refining and ennobling the character.
使人的品格变成纯净和崇高的一种方法
He remembers the promise of Jesus.
他记得耶稣所发出的应许
He that shall endure unto the end.
他是忍耐到底的
The same shall be saved.
必然得救。
Matthew 24:13.
马太二十四章十三节。
Not only is the Christian able to control his own temper and tongue.
基督徒不仅是能够控制自己的脾气和舌头。
He is a peacemaker.
他也是使人和睦的人。
He does not go around creating dissension and estrangement.
他不是走来走去去制造纠纷离间别人
He is not a tale bearer or gossip
他不会搬弄是非或者是传播谣言
He acts as a middleman
他是做一个中人
To bring people together
使人能够和平相处
Be it in the home
不论是在家里面
In the community
或在社会之中
Or in the church
在教会里头
His words are words to soothe offended souls.
他的话都是那种安慰那些个被得罪之人的话。
He endeavors to bring parties together.
他努力使那些个分裂的人合而为一。
Who have been torn apart through misunderstanding.
那些人也许是因为误会而致分裂的。
In Christ, animosities,
在基督里头怨恨
and differences are forgotten
或者是差别不同的意见都被遗忘
Were there more genuine Christians in society
如果在社会里有更多的真正的基督徒
There would be fewer people who harbor grudges and resentments
就会少有怀恨或者是愤怒的人
All about us,
在我们的周围
our homes rent apart by jealousy and distrust.
有不少因为嫉妒或者是不信任而致以分裂的家庭。
Sometimes we know a friction between husband and wife.
有的时候我们看见在夫妻之间有了裂痕。
Sometimes it is between children and parents.
有的时候是在子女与父母之间。
It may be between mother-in-law and daughter-in-law.
或者是婆媳之间的。
It may be between children.
或者是在儿女与儿女之间。
By example and soft words of counsel. By the example and soft words of counsel, the Christian will pour oil upon the troubled waters.
基督徒就会以他自己的榜样和温和的言语来息事宁人。
Yes, we speak in English of pouring oil upon troubled waters. They say that when the waters are troubled or the waters are not calm, by pouring oil on the water, it becomes calm.
在英文说，要是一个水，波涛汹涌的时候，要是在上面倒油，就可以使这个浪不至于那么样的厉害。
Never forget that the greatest secret of unity.
我们永远不要忘记这个合而为一的最大的秘诀
is to be in Christ Jesus.
就是要在基督耶稣里面。
I in them, said Jesus.
耶稣说，我在他们里面。
That they may be perfect in me.
使他们完完全全的合而为一。
John 17:23.
这是约翰十七章二十三节。
If Christ is in us,
如果基督是在我们里面，
we will love others as Christ loved us.
我们就像基督爱我们那样的去爱别人。
Others will do likewise if we bring them to Jesus.
但是我们将别人带到耶稣的面前，别人也会以同样的方式待我们。
True love from above,
真正的从天而来的爱。
Is patient and kind.
是恒久忍耐。
Love is not jealous.
就有恩慈，爱是不嫉妒的。
Or boastful.
爱是不自夸。
It is not arrogant or rude.
不张狂。
Love does not insist on its own way.
不做害羞的事，也不求自己的益处。
It is not irritable or resentful.
不轻易发怒。
It does not rejoice at wrong.
不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义。
But rejoices in the right.
只喜欢真理。
Love bears all things.
凡事包容。
Believes all things.
凡事相信。
Hopes all things.
凡事盼望。
Endures all things.
凡事忍耐。
1 Corinthians 13:4-7.
格林多前书十三章四至七节。
It matters not what worldly title we may or may not hold.
不论我们有或者是没有什么世俗的衔头。
The important thing is.
最重要的事乃是。
Does God claim us as His children?
上帝是不是认我们为他的儿女呢？
God's only Son.
上帝的独生子
Our elder brother
我们的长兄
Came to earth
来到世界上
To reconcile the whole world to God
使整个的世界与上帝和好
As followers of Christ
我们这些跟从基督的人
We should engage in the work of reconciliation
我们也应该做这种使人和好的工作
People all about us
在我们周围的人
need reconciling to one another
需要彼此和好
they need to be reconciled to God
他们也需要与上帝和好
in this work of bringing peace among men
这个使人间有和平的工作
we will be blessed by the God of peace
在我们做这工作的时候就必为那和平的赐平安的上帝所赐福
and the Prince of Peace will not be ashamed to call us brethren.
那位和平之君在称我们为弟兄的时候就不以为耻。
Hebrews 2:11.
希伯来二章十一节。
We have 10 vocabulary words to lesson 59.
第59课一共有10个生字。
The first one,
第一个
commotion,
暴动
commotion. Second, encounter,
遇见
encounter. Three, cycle,
轮子或是环
cycle. Four, tamed,
驯服
tamed. Five, dissension,
纠纷
dissension. Six, talebearer,
搬弄是非的人
talebearer. Seven, gossip,
传播谣言的人
gossip. Eight, parties,
派或者是方
parties. Nine, animosities,
怨恨
animosities. Ten, harbor,
怀藏
harbor. We'll read the lesson over in English.
我们要把这一课用英文再念一遍。
Lesson 59,
第五十九课。
Blessed are the peacemakers. The seventh beatitude reads, Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Matthew 5:9. In this world, there is much talk about peace. However, men's hearts are not at peace because of what they see. On every hand there is strife and commotion. Every day the newspapers report strife between capital and labor. Strife on the international front. Strife between races. We constantly hear neighbors fighting. We encounter heated arguments on the street. Perhaps the greatest peace breaker in a neighborhood is the tongue. In James 3:6-8 we read, And the tongue is a fire. The tongue is an unrighteous world among our neighbors, our members, staining the whole body, setting on fire the cycle of nature, and set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, or reptile and sea creature, can be tamed and has been tamed by humankind. But no human being can tame the tongue, a restless evil, full of deadly poison. How true are the above words? Because many people are unable to control their tongues, they have gotten themselves into endless difficulty and lost many friends. Yes, not a few individuals cannot get along with anyone else because of a loose tongue. Such individuals are to be pitied. The born-again Christian will have gotten the victory over the tongue. In fact, he has yielded all his members to Christ as instruments for righteousness. Therefore, he is able to control what he says and does. When people revile him or ridicule him, he does not fly off the handle. He does not reply in kind. The Spirit of Christ keeps him calm. He is able to keep quiet under trial, like Jesus. Of him the prophet said, He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Isaiah 53:7. The Christian looks at trials as God's method of refining and ennobling the character. He remembers the promise of Jesus, He that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Matthew 24:13. Not only is the Christian able to control his own temper and tongue, he is a peacemaker. He does not go around creating dissension and estrangement. He is not a talebearer or gossip. He acts as a middleman to bring people together, be it in the home, in the community, or in the church. His words are words to soothe offended souls. He endeavors to bring parties together who have been torn apart through misunderstanding. In Christ, animosities and differences are forgotten. Were there more genuine Christians in society, there would be fewer people who harbor grudges and resentment. All about us are homes rent apart by jealousy and distrust. Sometimes we know of friction between husband and wife. Sometimes it is between children and parents. It may be between mother-in-law and a daughter-in-law. It may be between children. By example, and soft words of counsel, the Christian will pour oil upon the troubled waters. Never forget that the greatest secret of unity is to be in Christ Jesus. I in them, said Jesus, that they may be perfect in me. John 17:23. If Christ is in us, we will love others as Christ loves us. Others will do likewise if we bring them to Jesus. True love from above is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. 1 Corinthians 13:4-7, the Revised Standard Version. It matters not what worldly title we may or may not hold. The important thing is, does God claim us as His children? God's only Son, our elder brother, came to earth to reconcile the whole world to God. As followers of Christ, we will engage in the work of reconciliation. People all about us need reconciling to one another. They need to be reconciled to God. In this work of bringing peace among men, we will be blessed by the God of peace. And the Prince of Peace will not be ashamed to call us brethren. Well, we thank God that He can give us the victory over the tongue.
我们感谢上帝，因为他能够帮助我们胜过我们的舌头。
If we have in the past offended through our tongues,
如果在过去由于我们不善于控制我们的舌头而致得罪了人，
Let us ask forgiveness.
我们应该请求原谅。
If in the home we have offended our companion or our children,
要是在我们的家里面我们得罪了我们的同伴或者我们的儿女，
May God give us the courage to say, forgive me.
愿上帝赐给我们这样的勇气，可以向他们说，请原谅我。
Our hearts must be emptied of all animosity.
我们心中所有的一切怨恨都应该除去。
Day by day, we should be reconciled to each member of our family.
每天我们都应该跟我们家庭中的人和好。
We must not allow misunderstandings to bring in division.
我们不应当容许误会造成这个分裂。
The love of God will heal our hearts.
上帝的爱能够医治我们的心。
May God be with you until the next broadcast.
愿上帝赐福给你，我们再会。